It feels good just getting out there playing football again and just knocking the rust off and just trying to get back at our fundamentals on point.
What have the first 2 days been like with Joe and the
coordinator? Yeah. They've been great. I think we've improved today compared to the first day. We continue to put new defenses in, and they're challenging, but I think we're smart enough to be able to handle that and be able to come out here and get more turnovers.
Chris, what would a healthy Brandon Marshall mean for your defense this season?
Oh, huge, man. We've seen that last year we had a drop-off in our run, so we need B. Marshall to have a big year for us, especially the run game and these running backs, man, the way they're using these guys in the backfield or splitting them out wide as receivers. So he has a lot of responsibility, especially at his position, but we need him to play huge in order to stop these offenses.
He was saying that he senses a different urgency this year, that maybe last year you guys were in recovery mode because of the Super Bowl, long offseason, different offseason. Do you sense a difference so far? I know it's early.
Yeah.
What do you see?
Yeah, I can definitely feel that juice. You can feel everybody has a little pep in their step. Maybe it's because new coaches, you got a clean slate. You got an opportunity to start over. It could be a lot of things, but I think definitely last year was a little bit lax on our part, just coming off that Super Bowl. But I think we got it back up.
What does Vance bring on the field as a coach?
Yeah. Especially us defense and him being a DB coach in the past, and it's huge, man. Just getting that knowledge of just technique and things about that. But I mean, he's always on our side or always talking to us and making sure we're on point. So. It makes us even more accountable because we got so many defensive coaches.
I know these aren't like full speed practices, but any sense of
no, they full speed. Yeah, they full speed.
Well, not like full
to me.
Not full, like, team versus team. But
yeah.
What's your early sense of how he's going to kind of run practices and kind of any differences in like, structure and stuff like that?
I mean, it's kind of similar in the past with Coop. I mean, it's not too much different. I see us doing the same. Today we did a lot of different scenarios in the game of which we're going to have to face. Today was a big third down day. So just keeping those situations, we're going to have to keep going over those things to make sure that we're really good at those situations coming in the season.
Were they doing crowd noise and blaring the music?
That's just, we got a new coach, man. He's a little hip. So so we got music all through it, man.
Crowd noise thing?
Nah, that's just keeping us moving, man.
Yeah,
good music, you know what I mean? It's just good atmosphere, and that's what you like, man. You want to have everybody loose, having fun, and enjoying your job.
Who's the DJ in charge of the playlist?
Oh, Flip. I think Flip just got it on Pandora, though. I don't know.
How helpful is it having such kind of a veteran core with so much kind of turnover at the different coaching positions? How much does that help you?
I mean, it's huge. I think I don't know too many secondaries that have been able to play with each other as long as we have, other than Seattle. So just to have that chemistry right there and kind of know what each other's doing and also learn this new defense, it makes it a lot easier.
Chris, you played a couple of years with Champ. He's going to the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, what do you take from Champ you talk about when people ask you about Champ?
Oh, man, Champ, man, he was an unbelievable mentor for me. Just good friend, man. That's one thing. You don't see a lot of older guys like him become friends with younger cats. So just to be able to have that relationship, it means a lot. And, I mean, this is just one of many awards that he's going to get. I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll get every award that you can possibly have. So Hall of Fame is probably next. The Ring of Fame is next. And, I just like having Champ. I love playing with Champ just because one thing I told one of the guys yesterday is he said he never missed a day of work and as long as he played, and that's just something I always kept in my head.
What else did you learn from him just by being around him that you still use today?
Just techniques, just different techniques on the field-wise, fundamentals-wise, how he played square. I'm like an old-school corner with techniques. I kind of play square, do my fundamentals, so... That's something that I definitely kept from Champ, for sure. And just that mentality, man. Champ, I already had that mentality, but just seeing Champ had that same mentality I had, just if you get beat, line up again, that's something that he, even at year 15, he still had that. So that's some mentality I always want to keep.
You talk about his technique and his skill and his film work, but everybody refers to Champ and they look at his physical skills. It's almost like you overlook the other side of it, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I played with Champ, he was at the end of his career.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see the prime, the super prime Champ up close, you know what I mean? But at the time, man, he was just really focusing on making sure those fundamentals are tight. I mean, he could still run, he could still do everything, but he was just so technique. He just focused more on his fundamentals as the older he got.
Time for a few more for Chris.
As you get a few years in the NFL, do you watch the draft more? Do you get into it more or less?
Oh, I'll watch it, definitely, especially now, man, especially we definitely need some help. So you're definitely interested to see what guys are going to join our team to be able to help us get better. And so now, at year seven, you kind of look at it like, man, we need some new guys, man. We need some guys that are going to come in and make some plays, offense or defensively, just playmakers.
Would you imagine when you're sitting here, though, that it's an imperfect process? Because obviously the team's missed on you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's going to definitely be a lot of steals out there. There's going to be guys in the late round people ain't heard of. I mean, it just happens like that every year. So I always try to just – anybody that I know that has a chance to go free agent, I just try to tell them just take the most of that opportunity that you're going to have in camp. That's a great opportunity to be able to still show what you can do and still make the team or get on the practice squad. So I just try to give motivation through my story.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Yep. Thanks, Chris.